1230 WJVC and WJVC.com. Welcome back to the Afternoon Report. My name is Sam Wood. Hey, joining us on the line this afternoon, we have Illinois State University Athletic Director Larry Lyons on the line. Larry, how are you this afternoon?
Sam, I'm good. How about yourself?
Doing just fine. And Larry, the big news today is that Valparaiso University is expected to replace Wichita State in the Missouri Valley Conference. Missouri Valley Conference presidents voting Monday evening to formally invite Valpo to join the conference. And so let's start there. Simply enough, Larry, can you tell us a little bit about this process? Just walk us through on how this came to be.
Well, it was a very thorough and thoughtful process led by the Missouri Valley office, but it included school presidents, included faculty reps, athletic directors, and senior women's administrators. Again, I think thoughtful and thorough is a good way to describe it. The process was it mirrored kind of what happened 4 years ago in terms of the process, but very in-depth evaluation, site visits of the schools. And at the end of it, evaluations were collected from everyone, from each institution and those that were on the visits, and provided it to the presidents. And then they had a very long deliberative call and decided to go with an invitation to one school.
Oh, very good. And the emphasis there is that it was just one school. I know there's a lot of talk of maybe adding multiple schools, bringing the Valley up to 12, but we're sticking with 10. How serious was that talk? Was it ever considered to add multiple schools?
There was conversations along the way about adding no schools, adding one school, adding more than one, and then it was allow the process to do its work. Mm-hmm. The interesting thing, I think, and I think it's good from the Valley perspective, the expansion working group or the committee that helped drive the process hasn't folded their tent. They're going to continue to work in the near term and look at how do you move the conference forward, and does that include more than 10 members moving forward. I think the decision, and I wasn't part of the decision. Obviously, that was a presidential decision, but I think the decision was let's go with 10 now, and then as we have more time and can be more deliberative, look at is 12 an option or not, or more. But I think that's where that's what the committee's going to continue to do its work.
Well, sure, and it sounds like maybe the door hasn't been completely closed on expansion, because that's the other thing a lot of people are wondering is, you know, what could that future of the Valley look like? So, I mean, with not just talks of adding more schools, but expansion of the Valley in general, I mean, how does that look moving forward to you?
I think you have to be proactive and look at the college athletics has changed so much in the last several years. Obviously, with the realignment that's going on and everything, you need to keep your eyes open and try and anticipate where opportunities are going to be in the future. So I think it's smart for the league to, again, I use the word proactive, not put this on the back burner, but keep it as part of the normal conversation moving forward as to where is the best place to position the league moving forward, where is the best place for the member schools to be moving forward. And I think it's appropriate for us to continue to have those conversations.
Very good. Our guest this afternoon is Illinois State University Athletic Director Larry Lyons. And with the pick of Valparaiso University, how big of a role did just general location play? I mean, they're not too far from Chicago. I think they're, 50 miles and some change away from Chicago. So as far as locale is concerned, how big of a role did that play?
I think it, obviously it had something to do with it. The schools in the basic Midwestern footprint were the ones that we were primarily looked at. Some leagues now their footprints are much bigger. Mm-hmm. But I think it one of the things, I'm not saying it was the only thing, but one of the things that was looked at was does it make sense from a financial perspective to have somebody within your region? It certainly helps travel. It will help scheduling, those kinds of things. So it played into it, there's no question.
Excellent. And as far as Valpo itself, we know it's a private university, and you know, replacing Wichita State. A lot of people were wondering, all right, are we going to add a public institution, a private institution? I mean, both have their pros and cons, but looking at it in that light, I mean, how do you see the addition of choosing a private school over a public school?
Best fit. I don't think it was public versus private. Best fit.
All right, very good. And other sports, I mean, I know a lot of people like to think it only involves, basketball and football, but as far as other sports that Valpo brings to the table or just that the league was looking for, I mean, what did that play?
That was all part of the evaluation factor. What sports do they have or any of the institutions have and how they fit within the current mix of sports? So, again, you hit it on the head. That was part of it.
All right, absolutely. All right, Larry, almost out of time here, but anything else you'd like to add that I have not had the insight to ask you?
No, I think you hit the nail on the head for what we can chat about now, and then we'll can have a follow-up conversation after we hear about where Valpo wants to go.
All right, very good. Then again, Illinois State University Athletic Director Larry Lyons joining us on the Afternoon Report on WJBC and WJBC.com. Larry, thanks so much for being with us.
You bet.